This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, in our Young Ag Professional Spotlight, Bryce Windecker. Bryce, tell us a little bit about what you're doing and where you've come from.
I come from rural Herkimer County in the Mohawk Valley, a little town called Schuyler, New York, just 15 minutes east of Utica. Now I am working for a company called EverAg, helping producers manage the volatile commodity markets, helping to lock in inputs and outputs and cattle, dairy, and grain markets, and lock in profits to protect margins.
You grew up on this dairy farm, and that really helped hone where you wanted to go from there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Grew up with 100 registered Holsteins, getting up every morning to do chores before school, and really, you know, laying the foundation for work ethic and passion of agriculture growing up, and 4-H junior Holstein activities, and going out in school and being class president and all that stuff, too.
Genetics has been your passion for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to go out to the shows, all of the various junior Holstein activities, you know, whether it be in the county, state, or national level, the connections you make with people are lifetime, especially sharing all the experiences with people that are like-minded and motivated.
And that led to judging.
Yeah, I did a lot of dairy judging growing up. I was on 4-H teams, SUNY Cobleskill, and then I transferred and did two more years at Cornell where I was on the judging team and won with my team there and tied for first with John King, and that was an awesome experience.
And you were out in Wisconsin with EverAg for a couple years after graduation.
I'd call that my third level of education. I did post high school. I did 2 years at SUNY Cobleskill, made it through COVID, almost quit school, honestly, just because of how rough COVID was with education, but ended up sticking with it because Dad said I better, and he didn't really say too much usually. And then did two more at Cornell, and then I did 2 years for EverAg in Wisconsin, and I've since moved back. It's been amazing to be given that opportunity to work with so many great dairy producers across the country and see so many walks of life and different business strategies.
And that had to be like an immersion for you working at EverAg out those 2 years in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. The people I've met within our company and the industry at all the various conferences, and just getting out there on the farm and learning more about the producers' businesses, and then understanding what tools they have available at their disposal to protect price, and then helping to come up with a management plan with that, with their nutritionist, vet, and anyone else on the profit team.
So this really is another experience for you to help manage risk for people that you may or may not have known for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be back in the Northeast. I think it's a really good opportunity for people to learn more about the tools that are available, since there are so many different ones from USDA, the CME, and help figure out, you know, what a good plan to protect against commodity prices is for them.
Bryce, there's someone in the sound of your voice that would like to hear from you about what they should be doing in their education, whether they're in their late high school years or their early college years. What do you want to say to them?
You need to do as many extracurricular activities as you can. It's really not about, you know, it's not all about your GPA at the end of the day, as long as it's good enough. But what matters more and what fills up your resume is all those extracurricular activities and people and connections you're making, networking. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know at the end of the day. And gaining that experience across those different groups of people is paramount.
And EverAg itself has got to be an awesome company in terms of the facets of various facets they're involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, between the financial services division, getting market intelligence and helping to come with, up with risk management plans on commodity prices, all the different technology, it's amazing how much there is to manage in our agricultural supply chain. And I think that's why anyone, you know, across any walk of life should highly consider a job in the agricultural industry, just because of how much it has to offer for us. I mean, we need to eat at the end of the day, and getting it from the farm to the kitchen table has a lot of movements and motions in between. So there's a plethora of jobs available for everyone.
Our spotlight on young ag professionals. Bryce Windecker, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.